8:09, News Radio 923 AM 1620. It is Monday. It is 8:09, and therefore it is time we talk with Sheriff Bob Johnson from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Well, the news of the day in the last week was the news about you, that you had tested positive for COVID-19. And so I know a lot of people had been very concerned about that development and wanted to find out, you know, how you were doing, what was your experience with the disease. So first of all, you're okay? You're doing all right?
Yeah, doing fine. And I'll tell you, it was pretty anticlimactic. I came back from the sheriff's conference down in South Florida, and one of the sheriffs that I went to dinner with called me and said, hey, I tested positive. So I said, well, I don't have any symptoms, so I'm not going to worry about it. Well, that very night, the only symptom I really had was I had a pretty bad headache, and I normally don't get headaches. So I said, okay, well, that's a symptom of COVID, so I'll go get tested. And I went and got tested. It came back positive, but that was really the only symptom I had. It was pretty... you know, for me, it was a pretty easy virus to overcome.
So you had it very briefly, fairly mildly. Are you now back to work? Because on the CDC recommendation, it's, 10 days after you first test positive, as long as you haven't had symptoms for 3 days, I think is the way it's currently. They revised it recently a little bit. But so are you back to work yet?
Not yet. My 10th day will be tomorrow, so I'll be back at work Wednesday.
All right. Very good. And as you say, a little anticlimactic, which we are grateful for. We would prefer to have you. You know, it's funny you say that. If I ever started having symptoms, I'd have a hard time telling, because I sneeze all the time. Davis can confirm this. I sneeze all the time. I cough all the time. I get headaches. I'm actually very healthy, but for whatever reason, I seem to have a lot of those things. It'd be hard to tell for me unless I'm running a fever, which I don't run. So I'm glad to know you're okay. I assume a lot of people have been asking you, contacting you, saying they're praying for you, that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's been a real big outpouring from the community, and I really do appreciate their concern. But like I said, I was very lucky. I don't know how this virus picks and chooses who it puts in the hospital, but it's really weird how, you know, my condition will be very mild, but then other people are actually passing away from it. So it's really strange how that works.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, if you ask me, this is one of the great frustrations with understanding how to combat it, is knowing who, as you say, is going to get chosen for mild or asymptomatic results and who's going to get chosen for you got to go on a ventilator results. It's very, very frustrating. Yeah. The only good news is now once you get fully recovered, you'll be able to donate convalescent plasma, right?
There you go. There you go. And I tell you what, it's that's another thing that really is weird about this. Nobody can tell you if you can catch it again. So, you know, just because I've had it once doesn't mean I can't get it again, I guess. I don't know. I don't think they have an answer for that.
No, you're right. The consensus seems to be that we're unsure. And even one of the weird things about it is the more mild your case, the more likely that you don't have robust antibody protection. And therefore, if there is a susceptibility to subsequent infection, you know, having it bad is the best protection. Having it mild means, you know, you might get it again. You never know. Have you done any?
Exactly.
Subsequent testing of other people that you've come in contact with? Was this a thing for anybody at the sheriff's office because you've been at this conference?
Well, and I don't know that I actually got it at the conference, because while I was down there, one of my command staff came down with it. So I could have gotten it before going to the conference, you know, because that's another strange thing. It's not like you know when you catch it.
Right.
You know, it can incubate from 2 to 10 days. So it could be any of those, you know, places I went or any of the people I came in contact with. But, you know, the Florida Sheriff's Association, when we were down there for the conference, you know, they had a spaced out social distancing. We wore masks. And so, to say I definitely got it down there, I can't really say that. But it could have been my command staff member or you know, no telling.
Right. And as you say, you know, if you did get it there, even though people are being careful, that's not a 100% protection. Just like if people are being reckless, that's not a guarantee you're going to get it. I mean, it's everything in this is frustrating in odds and chances. are you guys doing any kind of testing as a result of this? Or is it just waiting to see if people have symptoms and then they get tested within the sheriff's office?
Yeah, that's what we're doing basically, is if you have any kind of symptoms, you stay home and you get tested, and we go from there. And what the amazing part of this whole thing is, you know, the correctional system in Florida is just, it's rampant throughout all the state prisons. And so far as of today, I think our count in our jail is 3.
Well,
so that says a lot for the way they're cleaning the jail and keeping them separated and, you know, issuing masks. So I think whatever we're doing, it's the way to go.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. We've been reporting for about a week and a half now on the outbreak at Santa Rosa Correctional, which is a state prison. That's not your baby. But, you know, we've got like 800 cases there. Century has another like 600 cases. That just developed over the weekend, really. And yet the state, the county jails, you know, in Escambia had 152 and you guys had 3. It's very, very hit or miss, and as you say, the better precautions you take. Last thing that I wanted to get to with you, Sheriff, is you guys did have an arrest on a murder investigation from over the weekend. Is that right?
We did, yeah. I got called on that one as soon as – it was kind of strange the way it came out. It was a welfare check, and the brother of the deceased called us and said, hey, we haven't heard from our sister. We went by the place, and her car is there. But nobody would answer the door, so they sent deputies out. The deputies just pounded on the door. Finally, the guy comes out, and they asked where the woman was, and he basically said, she's in there dead on the couch, and I'm not saying anything else. So they took him into custody. One thing led to another. Obviously, we did a search warrant, got in there, and did find her deceased, and it was a homicide, and he is currently in jail on a no bond hold.
Wow. So we don't know relation to the victim, cause of death, and anything about this that we, I mean, the press release we got. Go ahead.
Yeah, we do. It was, and also he later opened up to us. He did finally say he would talk to a detective, and the detective interviewed him, and he confessed, and it was premeditated. So he did kill her basically on purpose. It wasn't a heat of the moment kind of thing. So he's in on a first-degree murder charge, and they were boyfriend-girlfriend.
Okay. Which is, I mean, all too common, unfortunately. So, wow. All right. Well,
not in Santa Rosa County. I think that's our, you know, I think we've had 2 murders in the last year, so.
Well, excuse me for the way I said it. Excuse me, domestic disputes. Not that they necessarily escalate level,
yeah,
but
yeah.
That you know,
right.
As we often hear, if it's you know it's drug related or it's domestic related, you know, it seems to be the vast proportion of the crimes like this. So, wow, horrible thing.
Yep.
All right. Well, Sheriff, it is very good to have you on. I'm glad that you had very little impact from the disease. As always, thanks for the time, and we really do appreciate what you do for us. We appreciate the safety.
Thank you, Andrew, and we'll talk to you next week.